Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Well, my zip code is 71249. Did you get it?
Okay. Hello. 71249. And can I have the first and last name, please?
Well, my name is Anita Jones.
Okay, I'm looking for that name. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm still looking for that name, ma'am. Do you have the spelling of the first name for me, please?
Well, I mean, I don't even know what it is. All I know is that I'm getting money held out of my bank account. We have been, somebody has gotten into my bank, and they have used cards, some kind of cash out stuff and stuff, but all of it's on my bank statement. But this here, I just seen it, and it's being, whatever this is, Daily Wellness. Is that correct?
I need to finish locating an account, ma'am, for me to be able to see what's going on. Can you provide me with the spelling of the first and last name, please?
Anita Jones, A-N-I-T-A. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have an account.
Thank you, ma'am. I misspelled the first name. My apologies. Thank you for that. I'm trying to locate an account with that information.
Okay,
I've pulled up an account with that name and zip code. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
No, I cannot, because I don't have an account. I mean, it is. It's not mine, though.
I've pulled up an account with that name and zip code. The beginning of the shipping address is a P.O. Box. Can you verify the rest of that address?
My address is P.O. Box 602, Jigger, Louisiana.
That is what I have on file, ma'am. Allow me a moment to review this account and see what's going on and what you have with this.
Okay,
I see this was for the Bites Hub meal planning app. It was created when entering into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. I do see it's been canceled out, and it has been refunded for the $59.89.
And can you tell me what day that was? Did it say when?
That was refunded on 4/27, ma'am. I show you called in to cancel it. You went ahead and stated that you did not place the order. You wanted a refund, and you were refunded in full.
And how much was that? 50 what? What
$59.89, ma'am, is what was refunded, and your account's been closed out since.
And that was from, what day was that?
That was done on 4/27 is when this was canceled out and refunded, ma'am.
On 4/27?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, and that's daily Wellness?
Nope, that was for the Bites Hub meal planning app, ma'am, is what you had with us.
Oh, well, I didn't, but I have no idea. All I know is I've got a list of stuff on my bank statement. 60,
it's
70.
Been canceled and refunded already, ma'am.
Can you tell me how long that was supposed to have been subscribed or whatever?
It would have been a monthly charge, ma'am.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
only
but
billed
when
for
was
one.
It,
you were,
when was it purchased then?
It was created on 4/27, ma'am.
4/27.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, okay, and that was
already refunded.
Yeah,
confirmation number for your refund is 718-5202-426, ma'am.
718-5202. I'm sorry. Okay, and that is for a hub Bites, is that what you called it?
Bites Hub was the name of the app. Bites.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure that I got it on there right. I don't want to mess, you know.
That's fine, ma'am. And you got the confirmation number I gave you?
Well, I got a pen that's halfway working.
Would you like me to repeat that for you?
Let me grab this other pen because it's
of course, take your time.
Yes, ma'am. We was had a good case of identity theft, and it run us up into thousands of dollars. Terrible. I know it happens all the time, I'm sure, but I ain't never had it happen to me. I ain't never had nothing to do. I'm going to write it down again, okay? Make sure I got it right. Okay, what was the confirmation number, please?
Yes, ma'am, it is for the cancellation or the refund? Which one are you wanting first?
I mean, the refund. Yeah. When, what
it's going to be 7.
Okay.
1-85-202-426.
426. What's the date? And it was made on the 27th of May, or April.
4/27 is when it was created, and you called in and canceled the same day that it was created, and were refunded.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this is, man. It's the same number, but it's 5989, and this was on the 29th.
The charge of $59.89, ma'am, is what we billed you on 4/27. The refund was issued on 4/27, ma'am.
Issued on 4/27.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not on my June.
We have not billed you anything else, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for your time. I got about.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.